News May 31, 2022. Scientists have had a problem studying the human heart. Every 30 seconds someone in the US dies from a heart problem. They can sometimes reanimate a human heart for a couple of hours for study, but that is not long enough. There has just been a breakthrough. Scientists have just been able to create a replica of the human heart for study, and it is expected this will lead to some answers and maybe cures for heart disease. The Large Hadron Collider is a machine which smashes large particles to find out what they are made of. It is the biggest machine in the world and uses the most powerful magnets in the world. It has been shut down for 3 years for updates to its equipment, and even more powerful magnets have been inserted. Some people worry about this for a couple of different reasons. The first is the giant magnets are so powerful they are afraid they could upset the Earth's magnetic poles. The other reason is tiny black holes could be created, which these people feel could start to grow and destroy the Earth. Of course, both of these things are denied by the scientists at the machine. When we land people back on the moon, a new device might be very helpful. NASA has a new lunar backpack which can generate a 3D map in real time so the explorers can see the terrain around them. It is believed it will be invaluable when used in the moon's south pole. The device uses a lidar scanner which can give distances using light and lasers. The maps will be in ultra-high resolution and, as I said, 3D. It is one thing to see something in the distance, but another to know how far away it is. The backpack will take care of that. There is a Harvard scientist who wants to launch an investigation. So, what else is new? He could have a point, however, if he is correct, and it could change our ideas about extraterrestrials being on Earth. He wants to investigate a meteor at the bottom of the ocean, the Pacific Ocean to be correct. He believes it is not a meteor but alien technology. The professor has become famous for his views on alien life. You may have heard about him. His name is Avi Loeb. He is the same scientist that claimed the Oumuamua object which sailed through our solar system was not an asteroid but an alien device. Space Command had confirmed a meteor which hit the Earth came from another solar system. This in itself doesn't mean it was a device of any sort. Even though the object hit the Earth at tremendous speed, Loeb thinks if it is an alien device, maybe some technology may have survived. An article appeared in The Sun which talked about some programs being studied by ATIP, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Many of the studies would seem familiar to us, such as studying the effects of high-powered lasers and how to build them. It would be hard to believe we don't have powerful lasers in the works by now. We have been studying them so long and have installed some early lasers on ships and such. Everything takes power, and I would presume the more powerful devices to power these things are created, the more powerful the lasers will become. When we talk about using a laser, we have to remember its beam travels at the speed of light, much faster than any munition, not giving the target any time to get out of the way. We also have to consider the fact we would not have to worry about running out of ammo. As the power is increased, so is the effective range in most cases. It is hard to believe, but the Secret Service, which is charged with guarding the president, claims it has no list of who visited the president in Delaware at his two homes. We all know they are with him 24 hours a day and check everyone visiting him, yet they persist with this story. A study finds Rome also had money problems at times. As a matter of fact, they faced a financial crisis. How did we find this out? Two British universities studied Roman coins. The coins were analyzed from 200 BC to 64 AD. The project lasted 5 years, and what was found was very interesting. The study showed Roman coins before 90 BC were pure silver. 5 years later, it was found the silver coins were not pure silver but 90% silver and 10% copper. This was the period when the Romans were in terrible debt from the wars which were being fought. There is a push being made to examine Jupiter's moon Europa. Astronomers and scientists think it is more like Earth than first thought and is a candidate for extraterrestrial life. Scientists have made comparisons with some mountains on Europe and Greenland on Earth and feel the process which created them is similar. Some of the ridges in Greenland are double peak mountains and so are those on Europa. The fact it is believed there is water on Europa also enforces this theory. There has been a lot of talk lately about humans coming to the New World earlier than first thought. It seemed most scientists agreed with the proof, that is until now. A new study had come out where this theory is being challenged. The report states there is just not enough artifacts from that earlier period to justify saying humans came here earlier than first thought. Something strange happened at St. Peter's Armenian Church in Watervliet, New York. The priest entered the church prior to services on Easter Sunday and saw something which surprised him. On the rug was the outline of what seemed to be the figure of a man. The priest believed it was the outline of Christ. The outline appeared right before services and disappeared about 11:30 a.m. The priest and many of the people believe it was a miracle and no cause for the outline could be found. Scientists have found bacteria make sounds. Obviously, we can't hear them, they are microscopic, but this has changed. Using a membrane made of graphene, we were able to pick up these sounds and amplify them. Some say this is important because if they are alive, they will make sounds. Scientists were able to capture the sound only one bacterium made. The sound is made by the tail of the bacterium hitting the graphene membrane, which is only one atom thick. It is incredibly low.